This is The Pulse. Stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Cleaning Up. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. It usually takes time for nature to erase our footsteps, slowly reclaiming spaces once occupied by buildings or roads. But sometimes nature takes over in an abrupt or violent way. When Hurricane Irma hit in September, it left a path of death and destruction that will take years to clean up. Rescue and evacuation efforts always focus on people first, but when it's your job to care for animals, you have to make sure they are okay too. I'm talking about a number of exotic animals that hold a special place in many people's hearts, the residents of the Naples Zoo. Carrie Barber reports.
Hurricane Irma ripped through the Naples Zoo about a week before I visited in September. Rebuilding was in full force. As zoos go, this one is pretty small. You can visit just about all the animals in a one-mile stroll. But what it lacks in size, it makes up for in tropical beauty. The zoo's always been known for its graceful tree cover almost as much as its animals, until Irma struck. The storm hit land with wind speeds of more than 100 miles an hour, ripping tall palms up by their roots. Irma blew away the macaw cages and left walking paths under 2 feet of water. Two animals died. They were antelopes called greater kudu. They couldn't take the stress of the storm, but all 161 of the other animals did okay. Zoo President Jack Mulvena.
You know, we kept the carnivores here in hurricane-proof buildings. The tigers, the leopards, the cheetahs, the bears, the hyena.
This is Southwest Florida, after all, prime hurricane territory. So the zoo has every kind of emergency plan in place. The staff had been prepping for weeks before, when Irma was just a whisper, but the storm grew. The big concern was the storm surge, a rush of water coming behind the hurricane. They'd carefully crated up the smaller animals and placed them in hurricane-proof shelters, but zoo staffers worried that a wall of water would overtake and drown the animals.
Given the fact that the storm surge continued to increase, and at one point at the end they were saying it could possibly be 10 to 15 feet, that covers most of our holding buildings. So we made a decision, rightfully so, on Saturday morning to evacuate 89 of our crated animals.
So where do you go with 89 zoo animals? You take them to Nancy Jane Tetzloff Barron's house. Her home is inland and a much safer bet. Tetzloff's late husband was known as Jungle Larry. She was Safari Jane. Together they founded the collection of animals that now makes up the Naples Zoo. Director of Animal Programs Liz Harmon oversaw the evacuation to the Tetzloff home.
We actually had a system. We had the primates on one side of the garage, and we had the carnivores on the other side of the garage. We had the tortoises kind of down the middle, and then inside the house we had some of the birds. They were actually very calm. It was kind of eerie how close quarters they were and smelling their predators and their people, animals they hadn't smelled before, and they were actually all very calm, very, very polite when we would hand them food, and so everybody worked out really well.
Wow, what do you attribute that to?
I guess it's sort of like people, you know, when a storm's coming, how everybody is really nice to each other that they're not always nice to before. I kind of think it affects animals maybe the same way.
Just a few days after the storm, the staff had cleared enough space to get all the animals back in their enclosures. And by the end of that first week, the keepers say the animals were starting to feel comfortable again, like these Siamang gibbons. They're dark-haired primates with concerned faces and large pouches at their throats that give them serious vocal power. Meanwhile, staffers turn to the enormous task of restoring the zoo's landscape. Director of Gardens and Grounds, Danielle Green.
Our tree cover here is probably, you know, 25% gone. We've lost some specimens. We had a royal palm that was nearly 100 years old, and the head snapped off, and it took us a few days to find it.
As her team digs into the overwhelming job of clearing the downed trees and repairing structures, they're taking their cues from the animals.
These guys are amazing. They seem to have gotten back to normal quicker than I would have ever imagined. Uno, our Florida panther, was out in his habitat yesterday after we were able to get debris and mend some fences, and it seemed to me that this was the first day of normalcy for a lot of us, to see him resting in his normal spot, looking calm. It makes us feel calm that we're getting close. Every day we're getting closer.